Meister Sheni Perik Beis Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Sochen Shemen Shall Meister Sheni Birushalayim. Rabbi Shimon holds that you are not allowed to use oil of Meister Sheni to anoint oneself, even in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shimon is arguing with the previous Mishnah, where we said that things like oil, which are frequently used for anointing, you're allowed to use for anointing, and food can be used only for food. Rabbi Shimon holds that Meister Sheni oil, just like Meister Sheni food, can only be used to consume in a food method. But Chachamim Matirim, the Chachamim, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, disagree, and they say you are allowed to anoint with oil of Meister Sheni. Amru lo le Rabbi Shimon. So the Chachamim asked Rabbi Shimon, Im hekel betruma hachamura, if we're mekel when it comes to truma, which is more chamur, because we know from Masechta Shavuos, as we've learned already, that a kohen is in fact allowed to anoint with oil of truma. Well, if we're mekel when it comes to truma, which is more chamur, since any non-kohanim are not allowed to use it for anything, lo nekel b'maister sheni hakal, why should we not be mekel when it comes to maister sheni, which is much less chamor, because a zar, a non-kohen, is allowed to use maister sheni and eat it ordinarily. Amar lahem, so Rabbi Shimon responded, ma, lo, what, no, I disagree with you. Im hekel betruma hachamura, makom shehekel bakarshinim uvetilson. Even though we were mekil concerning truma, which is usually more chamer, but we are lenient concerning two particular situations when it comes to truma, which are karshinim, which is something called vetch, normally used for fodder for animals, but people could eat it in an emergency, and tilton when it comes to fenugreek. We don't know yet what those two cases are of kulos, of truma, of fenugreek and vetch. We're going to find out in the next two Mishnayos. Well, in that case, we are mekel betruma hachamura, but when it comes to karshinim and tilson, we are mekel on them. Nokel b'maiser sheni hakal makam shalo hekel b'karshinim u'betilson. Why should you propose that we be mekel for oil of maiser sheni, where when it comes to vetch and fenugreek, we are actually machmir with them? So what we're saying is, just as we are machmir by Meister Sheni when it comes to these other kinds of crops, we can also be machmir by Meister Sheni when it comes to oil. More so than truma, normally more chamer, but we are sometimes mekil with it, as we are with vetch, with fenugreek, and in this case, according to Rabbi Shimon, with oil as well. So the next Mishnah now begins talking about what these cases are that we're talking about. Mishnah Gimel. Tilton shall Meister Sheni teyochel tzimchonin. Says the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, fenugreek is a legume kind of plant, also usually used for fodder for animals, but it is fit for human consumption. The seeds can be eaten or used as herbs, but the stalks and the pods and the leaves of fenugreek all have a similar taste, and we've learned that previously in Zeroyim as well, that all of them taste the same. So says the Tanakhama of Mishnah Gimel, when it comes to fenugreek of Meister Sheni, teyochel tzimchonim. It should be eaten when it's young and immature, when it's just young shoots. Those are subject for trumos and maestros. They are edible for human eating. Once they get more mature and they last longer, then they become harder and they become inedible after a while. And once you dry it up, what you can then do is you can use it for a shampoo as well. Bishel truma beishamai omrim kol ma'aseha b'tahara. And when it comes to truma, beishamai says that anything that you do with fenugreek has to be done b'tahara. Your hands have to be tahar. You have to make sure that you're not tame when you want to process or eat fenugreek truma. So it's treated just like all other truma, that the kohen has to do tilas yadayim before touching truma, because the Rabbanon, his hands are shanim latuma, and would contaminate the truma to make them a shlishi. Chutz mechafifasa. Except when he's using it to shampoo, says Beis Shammai. When it's gotten old and brittle and dry, they use the extract of fenugreek seeds in shampoos and soaps. So if you are tamei, you can't do anything with fenugreek that's going to be used to eat. But to shampoo with fenugreek, even if your hands are tamei, you can go right ahead. it's now inedible to eat, and so there's no reason to safeguard them anymore. But Beis Hillel Omer and Beis Hillel are even more makil, and they say kol maaseh ha-betuma chutz mishri yasa. Beis Hillel says anything that you do with fenugreek can be done with tamei hands, except when it involves soaking it, because once you soak the fenugreek in any kind of water that makes it machshir l'tuma, susceptible to become tamei, it becomes moistened with those seven liquids that make things machshir and l'tuma. Then, if you are tamei and if you are soaking the fenugreek truma, then you're going to go ahead and make it tamei. Therefore, what we're seeing with this fenugreek is that the laws are more stringent for Maaser Sheni than for truma. When it comes to Maaser Sheni, you are not allowed to handle it with any conditions of tumah, even according to Beis Hillel, when you're dealing with this fenugreek. But when it's truma, then you are allowed to have tamei hands, and especially if you're going to use it to shampoo, not for food purposes. But Beis Hillel says even for other issues, you're allowed to do it with tamei hands. So we see that we're mekil when it comes to truma, and we're machmer when it comes to Maaser Sheni, proving Rabbi Shimon's point in the previous Mishnah.